All right, I'm sending you to this because there must be a harmony between the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and your faith, your expectation. Moving in what you believe. Believing and faith is basically the same thing. Your believing calls you to see, not your seeing calls you to believe. Affliction and attack, don't let them attract you to worry and fear, but they're only for a moment. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, there was a great atmosphere on Sunday. There was an anointing. And I believe that you, by authority, set that building up that God's word can go forth. Now, you're about to grow like you never grew before in the spirit. Just pay attention. Attend to the service, attend to the word as it's being ministered, because all of our lives are about to go to another category of walking in the spirit. So I want to talk to you today, pushing as your apostle, about the team spirit, about Ephesians 4, about every joint supplying, about how to receive revelation knowledge, how to receive your answer. The harmony is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit connected, and it's connected by your faith. Now, in Mark 9:26 and Mark 9:23 is a divine combination of that everything that is possible to God is possible to you by faith in Him, in Christ, in His word, in His spirit. So therefore, the light affliction that you might be going through, you might be going through something, don't look at that. Always keep a faith look, because that's only temporary. It can't last. Keep walking by faith. Keep walking in the spirit. So I want you to be in tune to the will of God. I want to encourage you to prepare yourself as a leader for Sunday morning the same way that we go back in the sanctuary, go back in the spirit, and cause people to grow and mature in the things of God. I bless you with your growth. I bless you. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's a peace that passes all understanding. Once we begin to operate as the apostolic team, we're going to see fruits. We're going to see manifestation. We're going to see the glory of God. We're going to see demonstration in the spirit. We're going to see a oneness, a love, a grace, a peace that we've never seen before. So prepare your heart this week as you pray in the morning, as you seek God's face. Know that everything is expanding, great things are happening, and thank God we're a part of it. This is your apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson.